I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, I'm going to try that again. 3-2-1. What do you say? Good morning, good morning. Tuesday morning, New York City. It helps when you turn your mic on. Mic is on. We are ready to roll. You've got the Bobbsey twins, Kim and Jerry, in for Boomer and Gio. Now, why is that? As the TV will pan to us, we're both in red. We had the discussion last night. We said blue, no. Black, no. White, no. Red. That is the color as you come to you live from Built Ford Tough Studio on this Tuesday morning. We will get to the Yankees for sure. We will get to football for sure. But for now, and Kyrie, of course, for now, Kim Jones, good morning. How are you?
And you've already lied to the audience.
I have. Why?
We did not discuss red at all. We both just chose red.
So this was coincidence.
And you wanted to change into your sweatshirt. I think this is great.
We'll see. Well, one segment's good. I don't know. It looks goofy when you're wearing almost the identical shirt.
It does not look goofy. We're not the same shirt.
Well, it's close.
I think it's fine.
Close. How you been, all right?
I've been great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. A nice long weekend of baseball, which at some point we will get into because I had a little issue on Twitter with it over the weekend.
I look forward to that. We can, I love that stuff.
We can discuss that very warm weekend, which was awesome. Yesterday, not so much, but that was that. We will do the Yankees, of course, coming up soon. We'll talk about the Mets and their upcoming week. But I would like to start from a very interesting standpoint with the whole Kyrie situation, because I have listened and I have read and I see back pages, and it's a huge topic, and understandably so. You're talking about a superstar athlete who has been, strange. Is that a good word? Since he's been here and in other places. I'm going to sit here and take another tact, and I'm going to tell you, I love what happened yesterday, and here's why. You've got a guy who had to opt in because he had no other option. Well, he could have opted out and played for $30 million less. That has got to, in some way, shape, or form, figure out a way to actually play this year so that he can get that next and probably final contract next year. And I think you've got a guy now that's going to come out and give you the best version of himself. And I know people are probably sitting there, you idiot, you're buying that crap. I am buying that crap, because I think if you don't come out and actually be the player you're supposed to be with your best friend on the team in this spot, you never will. And then at that point, for me, lesson learned. But until then, I think this is actually the best case scenario for the team. What do you think?
Well, assuming that he's on the court playing, participating, and everything else.
That's a big assumption I'm assuming.
right. But we'd like to think we've turned at least the COVID corner and everything else. You know, who knows? But we'd like to think that, right? And that was actually at least a large part.
Very big, yes.
Of the issue. So if that is now being removed, as we all, you know, will light candles hoping that that's the case and continues to be the case, then, first of all, I have every confidence that Kyrie will find something else that bothers him or to complain about or to act out, on. But as a basketball player, he's really good. And if he's still going to be with Kevin Durant, they are really good. The intriguing thing to me, Jerry, was he can, you know, he's opted in. That does not guarantee he's going to be a Net.
It doesn't guarantee anything.
It just
seems
like no one else is necessarily clamoring for his services at this point.
No one but the Lakers, and the Lakers don't have anything the Nets want. So if that's the case, then again, that's according to stories. Who knows what's true and what's not true? But assuming that that reporting is factual and no one else is really willing to give anything up for him, and no one's willing to pay anything other than that $6.5 million he could have gotten, then you're looking at a guy that's got to really, he really has to reshape his image. And I think he's got to be the guy that they anticipated him being. You know, before, and I know you can talk about the bubble season and what happened, but before all that, he was playing really well for the Nets, and he was on his best behavior, and things were good. The bubble situation happened fine, whatever. The pandemic year, I will never, ever, ever, ever fault a guy for not taking the vaccine, or anybody else for that matter. I don't care what you put into your body. I don't care what you don't want to put into your body. That's on you, and I will never question that. But it's the other crap that's gone on. This situation is interesting because I listened to Kevin Durant on his podcast from Friday, and this goes to another, and this is more of a journalistic question, I guess, and another type of conversation. A lot of the conversation in the beginning of the podcast was about the draft, and then they got into the Kyrie thing. And also, Durant's image, for the most part, and how it's characterized. And it's fascinating to me listening to him. First of all, reading about him, and you think you have this perception of him, and then you listen to the guy talk. And he seems like a completely different person. And I almost wonder what goes on between the two of them that makes them, A, want to be here, and B, think they can win here, and then C, deal with all the outside noise, block it out, and play. And I don't know what's real and what's not anymore in terms of the way the game is covered, the way the athletes are covered, and what they actually believe and don't believe. I know that was convoluted the way I just went there. But there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of opinion-based reporting. And I don't know if that's just the new media and world we're in, or what's real and what's not real.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that is the world we're in now. We've blurred lines between reporting and analysis. And,
yes.
You know, it used to be a columnist or you were a beat writer. And I've been both. And now those lines are blurred, obviously. So that part, I'm with you on. I'm not sure Kyrie has it in him to kind of fall in line. And I don't say that with any negative thoughts. I mean, but like every other NBA player does, and like every other, most other professional athletes do. I don't know that he has that in him. I think he does see himself as, you know, unique and as someone who needs to lead in his own way. And there's not anything wrong with that except when it hurts the team, in my opinion.
And it has.
Yeah, and it has. Absolutely, it has. I don't expect that to change. I don't know why that would change.
What would when so?
I don't know why at this point Kyrie would say, you know, now I've opted in, now I'm going to be, you know, what the team I think ideally would want him to be. I don't know how that would happen.
The only reason I think it would happen, and this goes across any sport at this point, and contracts, and that's it, the money. Because if he turns this organization upside down again this year, and it's certainly possible, I am not saying it's not, if he turns them upside down again this year and disappears again for 3 weeks for some unexcused absence because he's, and I'm not saying this and trying to be funny, because he feels like he's got to try and save the world, and I do think there's a part of him that thinks he's doing for the greater good. Who is going to pay him what he thinks he's worth? Nobody. I think he found out the hard way. Again, if the reports are true that he went to the Nets, or his representative, whoever that might be, went to the Nets and said, we would like permission to seek a trade, and they made a few phone calls and realized very quickly, not many teams are interested. And if his reps all of a sudden started kind of poking around to see who might be interested to sign him if he walked away, and they found out, you know what, not many teams are interested. I don't know how you can do anything other unless you're done playing, and that's another, he's made a lot of money. Unless he's done playing and he wants to go do things for society, which could be the case too, I think with so much money that's out there and what he can get next year, I think he has to give you the best version of himself. Just forget basketball, just as a contractual situation. If you're not going to do that in this situation, you're never going to.
Yeah, I don't have much hope in that. I mean, I really don't.
You might be right.
To me, the most intriguing person in all of this is the one who's been absolutely, as far as we can tell, and as far as NBA sources and insiders are telling us, is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, to me, is the most interesting person in all of this, because if he has his guys back, his guy, of course, being Kyrie, he's been silent about it.
Yes.
And if he's ticked off at, hypothetically, Kyrie, perhaps the Nets, at anyone, or at no one, we don't know, because he said nothing. I don't know that I've seen anything from Kevin Durant you know, over these past couple months, it feels like a couple months. I think it's been a couple months. Other than maybe a tweet sent back at someone maybe who was critical or something along those lines. But in terms of, right, because like he can't help himself on that level, which I think some of us can relate to at
times.
He
loves it.
But some of us have also fired back and then you send that tweet and you're like, yeah, I should have just let mm-hmm. that person go. But anyway, but I think with Durant, he's the most interesting person in all of this to me.
Well,
because
yeah.
he's the longer term net, you know, as long as that contract's
done, indeed, yep.
Play out and everything else. He's the better player because he's a fantastic player. One, you know, the very short list in the league of best players. And because he said absolutely nothing about all of this, as we think his buddy Kyrie has thought about leaving or demanding a trade or something along those lines. Now, you have to have willing partners for that stuff. And as you noted, there really aren't any.
Doesn't seem to be. And then I come back to the podcast from Friday where his basic premises, and I put the clips in for CeeLo to play them at some point today. His basic premise is this is his deal. That's not my job. I'm not going to bother him. I understand what's going on in his life, and that's fine. He doesn't.
Who's the he you're talking about now?
Kyrie.
Okay.
Talking about Irving.
Who is he not going to bother?
Was not going to bother Kyrie about his own contract and situation. He's got to figure it out for himself.
Okay.
And that's the thing that puzzles me. Everything that I've read for the last, it's got to be all weekend, essentially, when all this really started to break. And some of the things you start to read is, you know, Durant is monitoring, you know, sources.
Right,
and I
monitoring.
Know reporters have to do this, and I get it. But again, this is not 10 years ago. It's a different media now, and I don't know who to trust and who not to trust. But I see sources close to Durant say he's monitoring the situation. Mm-hmm. People with knowledge of Durant's thinking say he could ask for a trade if the Kyrie situation doesn't work itself out. And then I listen to him. It never sounds like that. It sounds like a guy who likes being here, likes the team he's on. We'll see what happens. And then he's like, let's talk hoops. Let's talk basketball. He doesn't sound at all like a guy who's upset with the organization, upset with Kyrie. It sounds like a guy who likes his situation, wishes it were a little bit better, but he doesn't seem angry. He doesn't seem agitated. I don't know. And like, it's, as you say, it's the only time he talks. He never speaks, except for Twitter, which is mostly yelling at people or barking back at people. I just don't think the notion that was out there that if Kyrie forced his way out, that Durant was all of a sudden going to say, all right, get me out next.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. And people were suggesting that.
Yes.
I wasn't as certain. And by the way, when they say there's been no contact at all between Durant and the Nets, I find a little bit of that hard to believe.
I do too.
Now, did Durant maybe want to stay out of it? Perhaps, and it's not fair for me, you know, to suggest he's doing things that I truly don't know that he is or isn't. But the idea that there's been no contact since the season ended with Kevin Durant and the Nets, I do find hard to believe. I also think in this case, again, because it's not Twitter and it's not his own feelings, Kevin Durant's going to have to be the adult here.
And I
think
he is.
Especially on the court. I think he is too, and he's fabulous. And he's fabulous. But the idea that Kyrie last season wore on everyone in that organization is also something that if someone said that to me with absolute certainty, I'd nod my head and say, yeah, of course he did. Did you watch the season? Did you hear the give and take? Did you monitor when he played, when he didn't? Of course it wore on everyone.
We saw it in front of
us. We saw it, yes. Exactly.
We saw it. And that's another good point you make, too, about Durant and the way he has played. And I know there's someone around here that says the Nets like to pay people for not playing. I get that. And Durant certainly got paid to not play that first year.
Yep.
But since he's been healthy, and aside from a little injury here where he missed a few weeks, maybe a month, whatever it was, all he's done is played. And all he's done has played really, really well at a very high level. And I don't know how you could be critical of him. And then one more to your point about talking to the organization or not listening to him. He's all over the place. He's in California. He's here. He's there. One thing is very clear. He's working out every single day because, as he said, if I miss more than one day, if I ever miss 2 days in a row, someone else out there is working harder than me, and that's not acceptable. I love that one. I'm sure a lot of guys
I need to adopt that.
That was actually really cool.
I need to put that in my life.
We all should.
Speak that into existence.
He said that, and he loves basketball. He just does. Yeah. Like, you know, they were talking about the NBA finals, and they're discussing. He didn't miss a second of it. He doesn't. He actually made the point, which I thought was great. He's like, I sit down, and I forget which game specifically he was talking about. He's watching the one of the finals game between the Celtics and the Warriors. He goes, I sit down, I get in the chair, I put the coverage on about 10 minutes before tip-off. They're talking about me. Why? He goes, can't I just watch a basketball game?
He said that on the podcast.
And I don't know if it was Barkley. I don't know who they were talking about, who he was talking about specifically. But they were having the conversation about the Warriors with him or without him.
Yeah.
Could they have won?
Right.
He's like, I did play really well for them. Can you just leave it alone and move on? Like, we don't need to rehash this. So he loves it. He loves everything about it. And I don't know. I took this news last night, probably the way Evan did. I thought it was really positive because I think the Nets will get whatever the best version of Kyrie Irving is at this point. And if they don't, I don't know that Kyrie.
I think you're giving Kyrie, though, maybe more of a sense of self-awareness than
maybe.
He actually has.
Maybe.
You know, and, you know, when you are Kyrie Irving and you've had the career you've had, you impact games the way he does, and you've been essentially, you know, the word allowed isn't exactly what I'm looking for, but when you have, you know, shirked your responsibilities to your team and teammates, and it's all been okay, you know, whether teams like it or not, you know, whether the Nets liked it or not, it was all okay when he came back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not aware of anything behind the scenes where they said, Kyrie, this isn't okay. He has very much been his own pilot on this plane.
Right.
So they've empowered him at that level for Kyrie now to take a step back again and have to find some self-awareness. I actually think that's asking too much of someone who almost certainly cannot do that.
I agree with that, but I would counter that with saying this. Isn't there some sort of responsibility to your best friend?
Well, of course. I mean,
but
there's responsibility to your employer who's paying you a gazillion dollars. There's responsibility to your other teammates.
Maybe.
There is responsibility to be available to your team. I mean, there's all kinds of responsibility.
Yes, except
here.
I think those guys can basically argue that away. I think when you're looking at your best friend.
Well, he hurt Durant, though, with his actions last year, too.
But again,
Durant wasn't on some island.
But the vax, I'm never going to get into that conversation because I have people in my life that refuse to take it.
I'm not talking about just the vaccine.
Well, but that was a big part of last year, though.
But there was the birthday party before that he had to take time off. I mean, he is very much marched to the beat of his own drum.
He does.
Kevin Durant there as a teammate or not?
I guess I'm asking too much.
I think you're asking someone.
I'm expecting more this year. And you're probably right. I'll be left the fool. I'm sure
And listen, he's a fantastic player. When he's playing basketball, he's a fantastic player.
When he's playing basketball.
I just don't know that he has that responsibility. There are players that I've covered. There are players I know. There are players I watch who I don't know, who clearly feel the responsibility to be there for their team.
Right.
Night in and night out, whatever game they're playing. Kyrie does not have that.
Does not appear to. At least he hasn't. So
his actions have shown he has not had that.
And I'm hoping for more this year, and I will probably be the idiot at the end of the day. Yeah. But we'll see.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.